Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park and DJ Killmore from Incubus are both on the phone this morning. And let me start by saying, I know these aren't regular rock star hours, so thank you for getting up early. Mike, I got to start by saying that we're really excited to have you guys at Sonic Boom 2012. And Linkin Park's never been to Edmonton before.
Yeah, I have this kind of running, it's not a joke, because I actually believe that, you know, the band should tour more in Canada. I've told the fans that forever, and I'm just really excited that we were able to do 4 shows in Canada on this run. Hopefully that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Also, Incubus, you guys are out for like 18 months right now or something. It's a long haul, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long haul. We don't do as many shows in that time period as we used to, but it's still the same amount of time.
I guess I can ask both of you guys this now that, you know, you've got a certain amount of success under your belt, and I'm wondering whether it gets easier or if it gets harder as you mature. And I guess mature is just a polite way of saying get a little bit older. And I'm sure that you've got some luxuries now that you never had back in the beginning, but does it get easier or does it get harder?
I would say both. It gets easier because you can't afford the luxuries. For us, we don't have a lot of luxuries. We just take a cookout with us usually, because if you eat well, you kind of live well. But as you get older, you know, everyone gets a little more opinionated and people get set in their ways a little bit more. And, you know, sometimes it's a little harder to tread around each other, especially when, you know, in our band, we all live on the same tour bus still.
Mike, how are things on the Linkin Park bus?
I can't imagine, like, you know how when you think of, like, at least I've got, you know, the older your, like, my, like, relatives get, the more set in their ways they get, opinionated. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's true with a lot of people. Like, you think of, like, your 70-year-old uncle who's just, like, you can't tell him anything about anything because he knows the way, like, he's figured out how the world works and that's it.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder, like, about these bands who, when they get into their, you know, 40s and 50s, and maybe if they stay together longer than that, then they must be just, like, rigid, man. I mean, I can't imagine it because our guys are, at this point, you know, things are pretty mellow, and as far as, like, it being, you know, touring being easy or difficult or whatever, like, I think, like Killmore said, it's, you know, it's a mixed bag, but, you know, you got to know yourself, you got to know your dynamic and what works for you. Like, just because, you know, we could do 5 shows a week back in the day, that, you know, that's not true anymore. 3 or 4 shows a week is a better fit for us now, and that'll keep us going on the road for a while, and we won't have to, you know, like, break down at some point and say we're exhausted.
Well, speaking of exhaustion and trying to stay healthy when you're on the road, I was talking to a young Canadian band the other day, 10 Second Epic, and I was asking them, when you're traveling all over the world and you're in different time zones and airports and in vans and eating fast food, and how do you not balloon up like the Michelin man?
Yeah, I've got a funny, Chester actually put one of those heart rate monitors on, and measured his calorie burn during the show. This guy burned 1,200 calories in 90 minutes.
Wow.
I kid you not. Like, we all looked at the thing and thought it was broken, and he did it again, and it was the same. I mean, like,
pretty awesome.
You know, for most of us, like, I bet you I don't burn even maybe even half that, but he's just such a spaz. So it's possible. I mean, you know, it's actually, we've talked about, like, you actually, people wouldn't guess it, but there's, you know, you've got to, we stay fit, we work out and stuff, we stretch before the shows, there's a certain amount of, like, athletic, you got to be, like, at least for us, we got to be thinking about, like, do the shoes I'm wearing, like, is that going to be okay to run around for 90 minutes in?
Like, oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it's like thinking about when you're prepping for something that you have to move around, something athletic. It's just a different kind. Like, you still do, you know, in the case of Chester especially, he still wants to look like a rock star, but he's got to make sure, like, the
sensible shoes.
The boots have, like, air soles or, like, are comfortable or whatever.
Yeah, orthotics.
Yeah.
You know how Billy Banks turned boxing into boxer size and made millions and millions of dollars? You could turn being a rock star into rock star size.
Rock star size,
yeah. That's
could awesome. Do an infomercial.
Thank you. If you set that up, we'll be there.
Well, that sounds to me like Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park just endorsed one of my million-dollar ideas. you guys, as guys that are constantly around music, you probably rarely escape music. I'm wondering, are you still fans of music? Meaning, like this past Saturday was Record Store Day. Do you guys still get excited about new releases and rushing out and buying music?
I mean, you're talking to a DJ.
I would
say yes, absolutely. Last night, I got home from rehearsal, and I spent 5 hours downloading music. I'm always looking for music. I'm out record shopping, and, you know, I belong to a bunch of different record pools online, and, you know, I'm a fan of music.
Does it mean as much to you to actually hold, like, you know, have a copy of some, I mean, obviously, yes, you're a DJ, you've got vinyl, but, you know, for your home stereo, do you like to sit in a chair and hold something, or are you cool with the iPod?
It depends on what it, you know, what's funny is it depends on what it is, what the actual packet, for me, I mean, I've got a design background, so I tend to love the how they put together the packaging, how that's designed, and the art and everything. And these days it's really sad. You know, we were talking to the label about our record, Living Things, which is coming out in June, and putting together the package for that. And, you know, there's like a standard level packaging that the label offers each band. And then as you have, if you're going to sell more copies, then you get a better package. They get you your superstar deal, your superstar package. And the size and content restrictions on each of those packages in the last 5 years has become so minimal. It used to be like 5 years ago, even it was like you get this nice digipack with like 24 pages of color art and all that, and then these days it's, you know, the same level is four pages of color, or like 14 or 16 pages of black and white. It's like nothing. And so we fought for that. The Warner has been really awesome, and our package is going to be, it is going to be 20 pages of color and blah, 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 but that's actually an anomaly. You don't usually get that out there. It's partially because, you know, we have that, the fans have been buying Linkin Park records of that style for so long, it'd be kind of silly for them to go to the record store and spend money on a CD and then not get what they expect for it.
Yeah. Now, I was told by the guy that called, set this up, that I had 8 minutes with you. So I want to quickly ask you both, as guys with, you know, obviously, you know, you, Mike, a lot of creative irons in the fire, the design thing, the art thing, the songwriting, the fact that you're a musician. Are you ever able to just completely shut it all off and just mentally check out?
Occasionally.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that right now.
I'm talking about, you know, sit down on the couch on a Saturday afternoon with a bag of Cheetos and watch a Swamp People marathon.
No, I love my favorite totally non-music thing. We were just talking about this morning. I'm a NBA fan and basketball fan, and when I go to the games, I'm just like, you know, it's such a vacation. It's such a nice little break from the music thing for me.
And now it's kind of cool to see yourself in that NBA video.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah, that's kind of how that worked out.
Is that, would that have been something that you would have thought about as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I grew up watching the Lakers during the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar era, like the James Worthy, AC Green, Magic Johnson. Like, that was my era when I was a kid, so.
Wow. Well, Kilmore, Mike Shinoda, thank you very much for your time today. I'm going to cut you loose here so I don't get in trouble with your people, but we're sure looking forward to seeing you guys on September 2nd here in Edmonton.
I will see you soon.
Thank you.